next guest is a young magician here to make his television debut all the way from England. Please welcome Andrew Kelly. All right, you're from England, you're a magician, and I don't know what you're going to do. I like to be surprised.
Surprise you, yeah?
Uh-huh.
First of all, thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
To be here. It's good. All right. Could you, just before we start, could you just roll your sleeves up a little bit just so there's no funny business? That's good, that's fine.
No funny business.
No funny business.
That's what... This show is not about funny business. I won't allow it.
Should we start with some mind magic?
Sound fun? Yes, okay.
Could you hold your hands out for me?
Mm-hmm.
Other way around? Other way? Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right.
Right-handed. Okay, put your right hand on top of your left.
Mm-hmm.
Leave a little bit of a gap.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to just imagine there's a pack of cards there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Red cards, black cards.
Right.
Okay, I want you to decide whether you want to get rid of the reds or the blacks.
Okay. I'll say red.
The red cards?
Yep.
Okay, in your mind, take the red cards and just get rid of those. All gone?
They're gone.
Okay, go through the remaining black cards, and you can take out anyone you like. Free choice. You got one?
Mm-hmm.
Sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have like a prediction in my pocket, okay? I'm going to put that right there. Okay. For the first time, just name out loud the card you're thinking of, the black card.
Four of clubs.
The four of clubs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Just leave your hands there. They're going to be important for the next trick. Okay, but this is my prediction, look.
Oh, there's no way, because I went through four cards before I got to that.
Right? All the cards are face down, all except for the four of clubs. It's the one card face up in the pack. Wow. So you eliminated all the other cards, right? You got rid of the reds and you chose the four, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the others don't exist in your mind.
Right.
Yeah? That's why these are all blank, just in case you thought I might have switched it out.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, cool. Ready for one more?
Yes.
One more. All right. So, with your hands like that. So I have a normal pack of cards now. These are all different.
Okay.
Yep. And in no particular order, okay? I'll give them a quick shuffle. And since your hands are pretty busy, just shout stop as my thumb goes down. That'll be yours.
Stop.
Ready? You want the top card?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just show it over there. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone got that? Okay. I'll cut it in the middle. And I'm going to try and make the card jump from the pack so that it lands between your hands. That's the plan. Ready? Give me strength. One, two, three. Feel that? Lift your hand away, is it there? I think I know what happened here. Sorry, I think it might be underneath your watch. If you turn your hand over. Cool. So that was your card, right?
Yes, that was my card.
Okay, cool.
That's amazing.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
All right. Is there another one?
Time for one more. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, sweet. Have you heard of Three Card Monte?
Just out of interest.
Yeah, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the game with the queen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So you have to try and find the queen, right? And people make money out of people with this trick, right?
Right.
So let's just try and do this. Where would you say the queen is?
It's right there.
Are you sure?
Well, no. Because you're a magician, so no. But I would say it is there.
Good job, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Let's add a few other cards in. Maybe a four and another four. This is how it gets the name, Three Card Monte.
Okay.
Yes? So here's the deal. They're identical to confuse you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So don't look at the fours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the queen?
Right there.
Good stuff. Okay, I'm going to show you the move. Okay, so hold your hand up. I'll show you the move they do to make the money out of people. Ready? So when I give you the queen, you're already following the wrong card. Did you see that?
Yes.
You can go ahead, check yours. Check yours out.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, that was...
One more time?
Sneaky.
So here, yeah, I'll give you a four this time. So I got a queen and a four.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to try and do that move. You ready? One, two, three. Did you feel anything?
Nope.
That's the idea. Okay.
Very impressive.
So, what I'll do is I'll try and make it a little bit easier for you. I'll get rid of a queen. Less cards to follow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, just the fours now. Yeah? So, my question for you is, where's the queen?
I don't know.
Come on, Ellen. Where's that queen?
I mean, I can't believe you got something under my watch. I don't...
Where's the queen?
Exactly.
Whoa. Where are you saying? Tell me.
Your pocket.
Which pocket?
That pocket you put it in.
Saying it's not there, is that what you're saying?
Oh, God.
Did you not see me put the four away, for real? I let you in on a secret. Because you went in there, look, hold your hand up. I actually use more than two fours, right? So I use three fours and I keep the queen back here for when you need it.
So crazy.
Tell you what, if I give you a queen and put
the four away... God, you're still going. This is insane.
Just out of interest.
I am impressed already.
I mean, I said that I gave you the queen, right? What would you say that you've got with that in mind?
I probably don't have it.
Go on.
Oh, I do. Okay.
You know what? If you win this game, if you win three card Monte, right, it's because I'd want you to win, right?
Right.
And if you'd lose the game, it's because I'd want you to lose. Yeah? That's how sort of how it works. Wow. And that must mean obviously.
Amazing. Cool. Andrew Kelly. We'll be